Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Yvette. I believe one of the greatest gifts we give ourselves and those we love is the beauty of our own wholeness. When we focus on the inner work of our soul, the outer world will transform. I am honored to be on this sacred and transformative journey with you. Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I am your host, Shannon Yvette, and I've been so blessed today. I've had so many people that I love and have worked with stop by the studio to be special guests on the Worthy Podcast. And one of those people who is here with me right now, Paula Hudson, who has been an amazing partner on our retreats that we do in Sedona. And have you been to one of the Esther retreats?
No. Here?
Okay, so not Esther. Funny, you live down the street, but always end up in the Sedona. retreats instead of the ones that are here. But Paula has been one of the healers. She works with sound therapy and so many amazing modalities of natural healing therapies, and is also anointed in the gifting of prophecy and the gifts of intuition and knowledge and wisdom. So I'm so grateful for her to come and be here today as we talk about going within. Going within, the answers that you seek are seeking you. And so we wanted to have a dialogue about that journey of starting to turn inward versus outward. So first of all, welcome, Paula, to the show. Welcome to Worthy Radio.
Thank you for having me.
I always feel good when Paula's around because she has that mothering, nurturing energy and just love. We just love, love. So let's talk about this, Paula. Let's not look outside of ourselves. Let's go within.
Yes.
Why? Why are we being called to more silence, more reflection? Some of us more solitude, more time with ourselves. Why do you think now it's important to pay attention to that?
Well, I feel it's important to pay attention to that because we each have our own individual path that we're on. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to fully live our most authentic life, we have to be in touch with who we really are and not be influenced by this group or what this person is doing or how they do things, but really finding what is your own unique recipe for peace and happiness.
Yeah. And we live in a culture where we're under the influence of other people's expectations, of their timelines, of what they think something should look or be like.
Yes.
And so I think it takes a lot of courage, but why are we so tempted then to look outside of ourselves? That's not the first thought that we have, like, oh, let me go sit with me. We're tempted to go start looking at everything else except ourselves.
Except ourselves, because I believe we've just been conditioned to do that. You know, if we come across a problem, our first response is to call a friend or, you know, reach out to someone else instead of just taking the time to sit and think, you know, how is this resonating with me right now? Everything is so external. Go out, look out, go buy this, go here, do this. But we haven't been encouraged to take that time to seek within ourselves. And so as a result, we have unfulfillment. We have no direction because we are following another person's blueprint, so to speak, instead of our own.
Yeah. And that personal blueprint is so important when you think that our creator didn't even make two thumbprints alike.
Yes.
You know, there is nothing that you hear through the same filter that I hear it through.
Exactly.
We can hear the same exact word, but the way you perceive that word is coming from your experiences, your childhood, your tears, your laughter, your belief system. So I can hear that word and process it a completely different way. And while I believe in sound counsel, I'm surrounded by coaches and mentors and counsel, I also believe in sitting with the counsel of our own souls.
Yes.
And the counsel of the Holy Spirit as it's ministering that voice of Spirit through
Absolutely.
Us. So
yes.
Talk a little bit about feeling unsafe at home, because we talked about this before the podcast. How can you come home to yourself when you're not the safest place for you? Maybe through accusation, maybe through that inner critic, that parentified voice that's always reminding you of what you could have done better, how you didn't do this. When home isn't a safe place,
we don't want to go there. So how do we start making home a place where we want to come and sit and be?
I think the first place to start is to look and see, how does your self-talk, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, that critical, you know, that criticalness that we have towards ourselves. Of course, if you're constantly condemning yourself, constantly finding fault with yourself, you won't feel safe to take a moment to go within and see what's the best course of action for you, because that voice is not going to be the comforting voice that you feel that you would be guided with. Mm-hmm. So I believe the first start would just see, what is the relationship with self looks like? Mm-hmm. And it may take some time to chip away and see, you know, why do I have these negative thoughts patterns towards myself? Mm-hmm. And rewire that, and then you will feel more apt to take a step back and go within, because mm-hmm. you do feel the connection with yourself. A lot of people are disconnected with themselves. They really for sure. don't even know who they are, what they like, what they want. So the idea of sitting and going within is foreign when you don't even know who you are.
Well, we've been trained to serve others. Mm-hmm. We've been trained to get along with others. We've been trained to get other people to like us. We've been trained to be polite. You know, we've been trained on how to fit in to social constructs, but we haven't really put a big focus on being at home and being at peace and getting along with ourselves. Yes. Like, I don't want to live in conflict with myself, mm-hmm. right? I got to be with me all day.
All day.
When you guys all go home and we go our separate places, I'm with me.
Mm-hmm.
Even as a married person, there's a point in the night where your mm-hmm. spouse is asleep and you're up with you. Mm-hmm. And so that has to be a safe place. And it's funny because Byron was here earlier, and so we were quoting Mark Twain. He had a Mark Twain quote. I had a Mark Twain quote. Now I got another Mark Twain quote. And you know, Mark Twain said that the worst kind of loneliness is not to be comfortable with yourself, right?
Wow.
And so we've got to start healing this escapism mm-hmm. that comes from us not feeling at ease
with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And we used to teach our children, go play. And we liked it when they could play with their own mm-hmm. toys or entertain themselves. When a baby used to know how to self-calm
mm-hmm.
or self-soothe, they would rock themselves. They would put their finger in their mouth. We know, you know, we've had these kind of experiences as mothers, that children had a self-soothing mechanism, but some of us don't know how to get calm.
No.
We don't know, oh, you know, go take a bath, go for a walk, take a deep breath. We don't have tools in place to recenter us and refocus us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in church, we're told, just pray about it,
pray.
You know, but not everybody. Sometimes you need more of a lifeline to connect you to something mm-hmm. tangible if you're trying to rebuild the basics of this. So let's talk about that. Let's
okay.
talk about some tools to center, to self-calm, to come back home, as we call it.
Yeah. Well, I think the first place would be just acceptance where you are at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, not worrying about what you need to work on next or what you need to fix, but just complete acceptance. This is who I am today. This is where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough. And you go from there, not really putting these unrealistic expectations that we put on ourselves. I mean, we do so much throughout the day. We're being pulled in different directions, and we never really take the time to just check in with ourselves. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you ate? The same questions that we ask others, we don't do for ourselves. We pray
for
others.
What can I do for you?
Yeah.
What can I get you to make you feel better? Yeah.
Do we pray for ourselves
mm-hmm.
a lot, you
mm-hmm.
know? So it's really just taking the moment to see where you are, at right where you are, and know that that's enough in itself, and just go from there, you know?
Yeah.
Go from
and
there.
I think when you talk about acceptance, you know, acceptance is really a higher form of love, because
mm-hmm.
I can love you but not accept
you. Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I can love you and not accept you. And I think even because I've done this work for so many years, I find people even on the personal growth journey, and they, you know, they're like, I need it to happen faster. I just want this to be over. Like, I just want to be better. And there's this constant fixation with fixing myself. I'm fixing myself. And I think for us in Christ, there's already been a completion that's happened that we just have to embrace and accept
yes.
and remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we have to fix and constantly you know, manipulate ourselves to be, you know, something other than we are, actually the road to authenticity is acceptance mm-hmm. and taking off some of the stuff that the grave clothes that this world has put on us,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about putting more, oh, I got to do more. Mm-hmm. Now I got to work on this. And we take it on as like this toiling
sure.
instead of saying, actually, I'm removing things off my plate. I'm taking things off of me. But acceptance is scary because mm-hmm. I think sometimes we feel like if we accept ourselves that we won't change or that we're settling, when really I don't feel safe to change around people who I feel don't accept me
yes.
as I am,
mm-hmm.
right? I won't feel the safety and the freedom to become better if I feel judged or if I don't feel accepted. So self-acceptance is the first thing, accepting what you feel in that moment.
Accepting what you feel in that moment, accepting where you are at that moment, not minimizing any future goals or different things that you want to attain in the future, but just being in that present moment at that time. We are either in the past or the future, but we're never just in the present moment. And when you're in the present moment with yourself, then you can honor your breath. Then you can honor and move in gratitude that you're alive or you have a roof over your head. You know, it centers you back and you're able to reflect to where you are at that moment. And so from there, it's like a ripple effect of peace and change because you're no longer thinking about next week or what happened last month, but this is where I am today.
Right.
This is where I am today.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's another thing comes up. I remember once we were driving to Sedona. We always drive together, the training team, because mm-hmm. we just love that time
yes.
to bond. We have so much fun.
We have so much fun.
We have so many adventures just on the way to Sedona.
Yes.
That 7-hour drive from LA. But one time we were stuck in traffic and there was a fire on the freeway
yes.
in the middle of the desert.
Yes.
We were in the middle of
middle
nowhere
of the desert. Mm-hmm.
And a car had caught fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were stuck and we couldn't move.
Couldn't move.
And so we were like, hey, let's do a little training video
yes.
in the car.
In the car.
Because you were talking about the difference between being a container and a conduit.
Yes.
And you said so many people hold pain
mm-hmm.
and they contain it. Instead of being a conduit for emotions, a conduit, letting it pass through
letting
them.
Letting it pass through.
That's another reason I don't want to sit with myself. If I'm holding everything, that's
yes.
not a fun place to be,
no.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So speak to the art of release.
Okay.
The art of allowing yourself mm-hmm. to be a conduit of energy,
mm-hmm.
not a container,
yeah.
not a holder of all that stuff. Because then, yeah, I don't want to go and sit with that. That's like reminding me I got to clean out my closet. I'm avoiding that at all costs. But if I'm lighter and freer, I want to be around that energy.
Yes.
So container versus conduit.
So with the container, if someone does take a moment to just kind of sit still when things begin to come up, it doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, you have to tackle this right now. It just lets you know, hey, there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there that I need to work on in order for me to grow and expand.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It doesn't have to be anything that you have to take on. It just is a little reminder, hey, this is still here.
It's information.
Right. And then, you know, as it comes up, you acknowledge, you know, the validity of what it is, and then you let it go. And
mm-hmm.
then it may come up some other time, at you know, and you just let it come and go. Healing is a process.
Right.
It doesn't happen overnight. So you could think that you're work through something and then you could hear a song or go somewhere and you're triggered
yeah.
and it comes back up. But that's just letting you know, hey, there's still something there that we need to work out.
Right.
It's okay. And
mm-hmm.
you just move through it with compassion with yourself.
Yeah.
That's self-compassion.
I think if you're creating a meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to intuitively cook.
Mm.
Like he would get in the kitchen and he would feel, oh, let me add this, let me add that, let me, you know, you would see him in his flow when he was in the kitchen, right? But I never saw him taste something, and if it was missing an ingredient, I never saw him get upset with himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gosh, how come you didn't put that extra, you know, garlic? He would say, okay, this needs a little something. What is it? What is it? What does it need? Sometimes he may call somebody else. Taste this, Shannon. What do you think is missing? And then I'd be like, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know. And really, God says we're the flavor of the world.
Yeah.
And that flavor, that fullness, that richness of our flavor is always evolving. And so if you sense the way something's a little off, this feels a little bitter, you can sit with it and say, okay, What needs to be added? What needs to be removed? Mm-hmm. You know, and then maybe sometimes you call somebody else in because you can't see it.
Yes.
And you say, hey, you know, I'm on this journey and I'm working on this, and you partner with somebody else who can see and sense things that maybe you can't. But self-esteem, you know, having healthy self-esteem allows you to sit with yourself. It allows for the honesty. It allows for the course correction. Mm-hmm. And really, worthiness is about not just healing our relationship with God, but healing our relationship with self, because we come out of a religious environment where we both understand that if your worthiness is impacted, God can become smaller and smaller and more rigid and more demanding, and it's more hoops to jump through, and it's more performance, and it's more bondage.
Yes.
And so it's so important to heal these dynamics first so that then we're even freed up in our expression of God. So talk about, as we close out, how you getting trust again for yourself, because trauma messes up your trust with yourself.
Oh, yes.
You make a few mistakes, you learn to stop trusting yourself. So talk about how healing your relationship with trusting your inner voice, trusting, you know, the voice of God speaking to you, how healing that has freed you up even in your expression and relationship with God.
Well, it allows me to fully grasp the concept of the love of God. When I connect with myself, because I'm made in his likeness and image, and we are an extension of who he is. And so if I have all these barriers and layers and different things of how I view myself, then it can get in the way of me receiving from God. And so it's just clearing the path and being open and receptive. You know, he accepts me. He forgives me, you know, so I should take on that same concept and characteristic trait with myself. You know, he's not holding things over my head, so why should I hold things over my head? Or he moves in compassion with me, I should move in compassion with myself. So really using that as a template in how I interact and love myself because of how he loves me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that you said something that actually triggered our soul work. I had soul work with Candace when she shared. But usually when we have guest speakers, I just kind of let it flow. But you said clearing the path, clearing the path. So I'm getting some soul work kind of downloaded on the spot. I want to encourage you, to our Worthy Radio listeners, for your soul work assignment to clear the path. I want you to, you know, take some time, sit with you, make a date with you, make a time that you come home and just settle in with you first before the demands start to hit you. Do it in the morning before everybody starts needing something. Just, even if it's 5 minutes, settle in with you first. And I want you to exercise the mantra this week of, God, I give you anything that's blocking my path. That's blocking my path to peace, that's blocking my path to purpose. I clear the path. I give you permission to clear the path. I like that language, and I like the visual of it. And envision yourself walking a clean path. Visualize yourself walking a path where God has gone ahead of you and the path is clear. Not projecting with worry in the future, like you said, but just envisioning, clear the path. The path is clear, the path is clean for me to walk. And so part of this journey of worthiness, of course, is always coming home to ourselves. But the other part is being in community. Everybody that I bring on this podcast, they're people that I have friendships with, people that I work with, people I'm in holy partnership with. And so I want to encourage you to join our Worthy tribe. We can get Paula on video sometimes.
Yes.
We have to go to my mom's house and set you up on the camera, because she's not a big Facebook person, but we will get her on video as well to share some principles with your new journey that you've been on.
Yes.
with your new training with the herbal healing.
Yes.
So we're excited about some of these healing therapies. That's normally how we talk to Paula. This is a different talk. Paula's usually instructing us in some form of therapeutic healing. So we want to get you in our Worthy tribe so that you can be in this community. And also with Paula here, I want to say, check out one of our retreats. We go to Sedona, Arizona multiple times a year. And if you've ever wanted to join us on retreat, our July treat is at capacity, but we have some spaces for our upcoming October retreat. So you can email us hello@ShannonYvette to find out about that. I thank you so much for listening on today. Thank you, Paula, for coming and sharing.
Thank you.
And I'm just so excited to grow and to learn and make new connections with those of you who are in our growing listener audience, a part of this Worthy tribe. God bless you. We will see you next time on Worthy Radio. Thank you for joining me today on Worthy Radio. Please feel free to visit us online at shannonyvette.com. My prayer is that you continue to come up higher in personal worthiness and intimacy with God in order to flourish in life and flourish in love.